screen. The way I always loved her beats all you've ever seen. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know. Should have married Angeline just 20 years ago. Angeline Baker, age of 43. Better sugar candy, and she still won't marry me. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know. Should have married Angeline just 20 years ago. Sugar candy, and she still won't let me. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know. Should have married Angeline just 20 years ago. Sugar candy, and she still won't marry me. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know. Should have married Angeline just 20 years ago.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
these labels, man-made by man. Bad times have passed, bad times will come, but I know that I'm on my way.
Faith in the good things that good humans can. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres, from the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
You wrote the words to that song.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And what's happening in the extended edition? Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there and all those who have filled in from others who have been unavailable. Enjoy.
Goodbye, goodbye. kiss I'm gonna miss. Cause we don't talk unless we fight. We both care more about our pride. Well, you had me at hello. Now you have me at goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
We put out with our first EP, which is on Spotify and all that. Right.
Rambling through the newborn day, on the shoot for something to write.
I stumbled upon an eccentric cafe. The walls just covered in rhymes. I sat down and glanced through the stands. Felt the earth shake beneath me. Lifted my eyes with from the prison of the sunglasses and met the hopping waiter. To tell me what had happened to him. Putting his life aside, he gave me a long grin. Sat down in front of me where you were supposed to be and started telling a tale about times in the Middle East. Once was a dreamer, exactly like you. Society put me on and I jumped out of school. I was thrown into the army, nothing I could say, and became another pawn, slaughtered in this old game. Arrived on a bloody night, so many people to kill. I didn't even have time to think. I was given a 45 and a knife just in case the enemy would capture me and make me a slave. I thought that my bullets were blessed with the truth, and that to promote peace all I had to do was shoot. But then on the battlefield, December the 8th, I met a young Arab who was like me, just the same. We started talking above us, crossed fire, shadows in the distance in death's attire. He bombed the cigarette, closed his eyes for a while, and told me his story, which reminded me of mine. He said, I was taken away from an ill dying mother to go on this search for a useless grail. You were meant to be the enemy, not a friend. And right from the start, I knew this is a prejudice that won't end. What can we do, my Catholic pal? There is no way to stop this trial. Then tears fled from his eyes, resignation filled his heart, and a grenade stood in front of us, echoing death's chant. He was better trained, he was the first to react. He put himself between me and the devil. His face was destroyed, his arms flew apart. His soul finally left this world of war. Said the bartender, standing up, was a little iron stuck in my tibia. He saved my life cause he envisioned peace. Now you pass the message, seems he didn't succeed. alive, 'cause he envisioned peace. Now you pass the message. He didn't succeed.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. You listen to What's Happening, extended edition. Heard Chris Moreno off of his brand new album, You Had Me at Goodbye, and Stuck on You off the album Into the Night. That was Falcons Bandits, Hopping Waiter. We had them in last week. What a fantastic, fantastic show. So, great music, great guests, and we have our theme song. Enjoy.
Had to park on Bay State Road, 'cause Fenway's all aglow. Lands down the street, guitar in hand in the summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue, a crowd outside the House of Blues. A dodge of vendors, hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way. Breaking strings on cheap guitar.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Got a few songs put together just for Mother's Day. Enjoy.
Scared, but whenever I would cry, She'd calm my fears and dry my tears with a rock and roll lullaby. And she'd sing, sha na 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 na, it'll be alright. Sha na 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 na, just hold on tight. Sing it to me, mama. Sing it sweet and clear, oh mama, let me hear that old rock and roll lullaby. For long, and we dream of better mornings when mama sang a song. Now I can't recall the words at all. It don't make sense to try, 'cause I just knew lots of love came through in that rock and roll lullaby. And she'd sing, sha na 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 na, it'll be alright. Sha na 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 na, just hold on tight. I can hear your mama, 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 mama. Nothing moves my soul like the sound.
You know, most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks and way down at the bottom past the credit cards and baby pictures, green stamps, you usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry. I was cleaning out my wallet the other day and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue. Funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I kind of feel like right now might be a pretty good time for an accounting. Mom, you listening? Mom, I owe you for so many things. A lot of services. Like night watchman, for instance. For lying awake nights, listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in too late. You had the eye of an eagle, the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger, turkey out of tuna fish, and two big old strapping boys out of leftovers. owe you for cleaning services, for the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all work done by hand, and for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life, and for washing and ironing no laundry could ever do, and for drying the tears of childhood, and for ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for service as a bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms, nightmares, and too many green apples. And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever. And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh, no. Important things like don't scratch it or it won't get well. If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that. And probably most important of all was be sure you got on clean underwear, boy, in case you're in an accident. And owe you for veterinarian services, for feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of a rope, and for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going during some pretty tough times. For wonderful productions at Christmas, 4th of July, and birthdays. And for making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites, confidence, hopes and dreams, and somehow you made them all touch the sky. And for cementing a family together so it'd stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows, and for laying down a good, strong foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life that a growing boy's just gotta have. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I will never, ever forget. When there were only two pieces of apple pie left and three hungry people, I noticed that you were the one who suddenly decided that you really didn't like apple pie in the first place. These are